Hey guys, welcome back to the anime podcast, man. Oh my god, the Seven Deadly Sins just pulled off the biggest troll in manga history. If that's not one of the biggest trolls, I don't know what is, man. For the last, what, 3-4 weeks, you know, fans have been preparing for the end of Seven Deadly Sins. You know, the chapters that were being released were titled Epilogue, you know, saying goodbyes, you know, everyone was doing this, doing that. And, you know, all the fans that were reading, you know, had it in their mind, well, this is going to be the end, you know, we're coming to the end of the Seven Deadly Sins. And it was set up perfectly for us to believe that that was the case, you know. Even though there were a few details, if we paid attention to certain key details, we would have known that, you know, something is missing. But, you know, they made it seem that way. It was written perfectly for us to assume that, yeah, this chapter, we are coming to the end of the manga for Seven Deadly Sins, you know. If you pay attention, you see they fight the Demon King, you know, they defeated him. You know, it seemingly seems that Melodius lifted the curse from Elizabeth. You know, he was now the new Demon King, right? And he couldn't stay in Earth, so he had to move and go back to hell, purgatory. And Elizabeth was like, okay, I'm going with my man, you know, because that's my king. And I had to go with him. She's in love with him, you know, rightfully so. And it seems everything was heading in that direction. They were saying their goodbyes. You know, he declared the Seven Deadly Sins disbanded, you know. It was such a the last chapters were such a conclusion. There are chapters that seemingly were concluding the story and the different characters, and everyone was in a concluding state. The king was, you know, stepping down, wanted to give the throne over to Elizabeth, and you know, he asked his other previous daughters and so. And everything seems like it was being set up for the conclusion of what we call the Seven Deadly Sins. But that's not the case, you know, that was not the case at all. This guy, and it was such a funny thing, and it's sad, you know, because, spoiler alert, it's seemingly at the last chapter that Elizabeth died, you know, a huge rock fell on her, right? And at the end of the chapter, we get to realize that, okay, it seems like it's not the end of the Seven Deadly Sins, you know, it seems like we're going to go into a new arc, are done in the Seven Deadly Sins, right? And seemingly it seems like Elizabeth is dead. No, I went straight to the comment section after that, because I read the mangas on mangastream.com, by the way, you can check them out. And it seems, I was like, whoa, this shit is sad. Is Elizabeth really dead? And in the comments, you know, people are like, I know it's sad, you know, I know it's sad that Elizabeth is dead, but I'm also very happy that it seems that we are not at the end of the Seven Deadly Sins. And I was quite happy as well. I was like, no, no, that's true. I mean, it's sad that Elizabeth had to pay the price for the story to continue, but I'm happy that it's continued because I really like the manga. And I was like, Ban, my favorite character, just got his power up and we only got to side with the Devil King, right? And I was like, they can't end this so soon as Ban got his power up. We have to see him flex a little. We have to see him fight against Melodius. We really need to test the ability, how strong he has really gotten. I'm so happy that the story will continue. And it's gonna be the biggest troll, man. I don't think I've recalled any manga pulling off something like this in recent memory, you know. And I've not read all the mangas out there, so I might be wrong. But based on the mangas that I've read, I think it's one of the biggest trolls. Yeah, this is definitely one of the biggest trolls pulled off. And I appreciate it very much. I appreciate it because the story will continue. Let me know what you guys think. If you've read the manga chapter, you can hit me up. By the way, I just want to let you guys know, if you listen to my podcast on Anchor, they have the app and they have a messaging feature where you can send in your messages to be a part of the episode. If you have not used Anchor, I'd advise you guys to download it. It's also a good way for you guys to start your podcast. If you listen to the beginning, I have a sponsorship audio at the beginning of my episode that speaks on that. You know, so you can start your podcast and manage it right from your phone. Right now, I'm recording this exactly from my phone. So that's something for you guys to look into. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.